okay? And the way we sit in the boat is side saddle, both feet inside.
Longtime rafting guide Bob Morse is giving his safety spiel to a small group preparing to board a bright yellow raft. For some, it's their first time rafting.
I'm excited. Today's my 34th birthday.
Ellie Burnett is from Champaign, Illinois. She decided to celebrate on the river, but admits the high flows make her a bit nervous.
We were watching the water this morning. It's definitely moving fast, but their experience, and it looks like a ton of fun. So I am excited. And if I fall out, you know, I can swim. I got a vest.
This time of year, the commercial rafting company Whitewater Rafting LLC takes between 25 to 50 people out on the river each weekday. As the summer progresses, that number increases to up to 300 people in July. Normally, the Glenwood Springs Company runs a stretch of the Colorado River through Glenwood Canyon. But because the river's so swollen, owner Eric Larson says they've changed their route.
So we're going from, you know, as far up as Carbondale, all the way down to as far down as Newcastle for full day trips. And that's quite a bit of mileage and way more than we usually do.
Because of high water, the company is choosing safer routes that are longer. Still, Larson says the big water makes some people nervous.
Some of our rafting guests are a little scared about it, for sure. We've had a few calls to say, is it safe? Are you even going? Should I still come? If anything, right now, our trips are actually a little more mild than they will be in July and August. The river's bigger, the waves are bigger, but it's not very technical paddling.
The flows may cause rafter anxiety, but overall, they're a good thing for an industry that typically brings well over $100 million to the state each year. David Costlow is executive director of the Colorado River Outfitters Association.
This year, I think many people anticipate the rafting will be great, and it will be, because of all the snowpack. And we've had sufficient rains on the prairie to kind of, you know, wet the soils, et cetera. So less gets absorbed into the ground and more comes down rivers or flows through rivers.
He says the heavy spring runoff happening now is earlier than normal, which is good because tourism season hasn't fully ramped up.
So we'd like to take the highs off the river and, get down to exciting flows. And have those, you know, maybe by June 10th when the tourism season starts to kick in, we're ready to go.
A slow, steady runoff is preferred by rafters because it ensures good flows late in the summer.
But what if somebody falls out? You know, try not to freak out. You're not going to sink. These are actually the best life jackets you can get.
Back beside the Colorado River, raft guide Bob Morse wraps up his safety lesson. And the group's ready to float the river. The raft guiding company Whitewater Rafting LLC hopes to get rafters back on that stretch of the Colorado known as Shoshone soon, says owner Eric Larson.
We're excited to get back. It's better to be there. This is really good too, but it's very, very different. When the river is six times the size of what you've seen if you rafted with us in the last 2 years, six times as much water, it just totally changes the river landscape.
On Wednesday, the Shoshone stretch of river was flowing 16,000 cubic feet per second, more than twice the average flow.